Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
What a wonderful day it is to be here with you on Intentional, your faith-based out loud radio broadcast here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's what we do. We bring you messages of hope, inspiration, motivation. We inspire you. We want to enrich your lives. Yes, all of that, my friend, and it's from heart to heart right here every Sunday. If you have been listening over the past several weeks, you know that I have been teaching from my brand new book, Our Father's DNA, that you can get right there on Amazon in the print and the Kindle version. So grab a copy so you can follow along with me. And of course, being spirit-led, we're not going just line by line, but we are going spirit by spirit so that you can get the richness of this word from our Father's DNA switched at birth. I am just blessed to be able to teach this, and I want to thank Malcolm for making this possible and the Out Loud Network for making this faith-based time with you possible. So with much appreciation, Malcolm, and all of you that are a part of the America Out Loud family. So we want to go today. I want to pray that you would listen closely because I want your ears attuned to what the Spirit is saying to your local church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to be here to teach this gospel, this good news, to bring good news to your people. We thank you, Lord God, that they will be enlightened, that loads will be lifted, vision will be clear, hearing will be acute. Father, we'll be able to hear, to see, to speak your word in wisdom and understanding. And for this, we are so grateful. You know, I believe God has great plans for your life. I know that he does. I know that he has plans to do you good and to make you happy. I believe he has plans to revolutionize your life, to change the way you have been living from the inside out. And he wants to show you just how much he really cares as you learn to hear his voice, growing up in grace, growing up in his word, transforming your life every day. Through this book, Discovering the DNA of the Word, it is so important that we get a glimpse of God's glory. What's the point in being born again, being a believer, professing Christianity, but never having the manifestation? It's like having a well full of water and dying of thirst. It's like having the keys to Fort Knox. You are the owner of the bank, but you are broke. This doesn't make any sense. Believe me, as I teach this, I'm getting a hold of it too, because I know that when the Holy Spirit comes and teaches a thing, that he's teaching from spirit to spirit so that we can all grab a hold of it and grow. Discovering the DNA of the Word. It is so exciting to me because I don't have to live according to the physiology, the biology, and all of the things that came with my parents and grandparents and those diseases. We've discovered that we're not interested in doing our family tree like that, our ancestry, our roots, because we've found out that many people who have done those researches are disappointed. And they felt like, well, this is what I found out. And they don't want to know those things anymore. So you cannot unknow what you think you know about yourself. So you have to actually free your mind again. So this is a great place to free your mind, to get in tune with the Father's DNA through his word. On page 39 of my new book, the Father's DNA begins with honoring his word. It begins with knowing who he is and what he wants to do in your life. He wants to do something good with us. Do you know that? He wants to do something good in your life. Well, Dr. Faye, I don't know about all of that. My life is messed up, but you are a perfect candidate for the hand of God. Yes, yes, and yes. He wants to create a masterpiece. Do you know God wants to put you on display as, that's my son, that's my daughter. Just as you would be proud of a son or daughter, that's what God wants to do with us. So he can say, there goes my son, there goes my daughter. They've got it. They got a hold of this DNA, knowing what he wants to do. And the way we begin to even know what he wants to do in our lives, it begins with reading the scriptures. It does. There are no other courses you can take to illuminate you like scripture can. I've had them. Believe me, there's nothing that will do what the scriptures will do for you. So, well, Dr. Faye, I don't understand it. I didn't tell you to read it and try to understand it. Just read it. Read it until it reads you, darling. You'll be okay. You begin to meditate on the word of God. In Psalms 1, because Psalms is not chapters, they're Psalms. So Psalms 1, it states that blessed is the man that, meditate upon the word of God day and night. He will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. You know, that gets me excited. Like, okay, if I am planted, meditating, processing this, spending time, getting to know what the scriptures are saying, I will become that tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in my season. Whatever I do will prosper. God wants to prosper us. He wants to make us happy. He wants to grow our character in integrity and honor. He wants to be proud of us here on this earth. Jesus prayed, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He wants his will to be done in these earthen bodies. Imagine the creator of the world, the creator of the world, the creator of the universes. That's why I don't pray to the universe. I don't talk to the universe. The universe is not doing anything for me. The one who created the universe is. I don't want to talk to anything less than the thing that made it, right? So I'm going to talk to God who made all of the universes and everything that ever exists. So when we talk to him, he begins to communicate back to us. Yes, yes, and yes. In St. John 1, it says, chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hello. So there was no beginning without him. So all things, universes, stars, moon, all of the other things that people want to gravitate to and worship in their search for God, at the end of the day, God made all of that. So in our worship, in our meditation, we continue to focus in on him. As Jesus spoke to us in Matthew 6:33, he said, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Everything, all the things will be added to you. There's nothing that's missing and nothing that's broken in our lives. You see, the devil does not want you to know who you are. Shh, it's a secret. Keep them ignorant. Keep them in the dark concerning their DNA, concerning their identity. Do not reveal who they are. Man, we went through war fears. Angela and Kathy can tell you, we went through war fears getting this product done. And then after we finished it, we found some mistakes. So, oh my God, even after all of this work. So we just thought, you know what, we'll redo it. But right now it had to be released. And sometimes the press is so great in spirit. It's not about perfection. It's not about crossing the T's and dotting all the I's. It's about getting it done. There comes a point in your life that there are certain things in your life. It's about getting it out there and getting it done. People are a little bit more forgiving than you think they are about, you know, yeah, that was a mistake. They're not going to throw everything in the trash. If they do, then they're not the person that should be reading it anyway. The devil does not want you to know who you are and how powerful you are, because if you only knew who you really were, you would not be holding your head down. You would not be crying over something that you've got the victory over. You would not be upset because someone walked out of your life. Someone gave you the keys back and to your house. I don't want to be bothered with you. I'm leaving you. Someone slammed the door in your face. Some boss fired you. Some employer did not do what they promised you they were going to do. You got looked over for that promotion, and you were pushed aside. After all of your years of hard work, they did not honor you for that position. Don't worry about that. Promotion comes from the Lord, not from the north, south, east, or west, but from the Lord. So they looked over you. They did not see your value, but God sees your value. He knows exactly who you are and what you've been working so hard to achieve and to obtain. I promise you, He has not forgotten you. He has you on His mind. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the devil wants to keep you in the dark, but God wants to bring you to light. Once you understand the bloodline of God, you will learn to defeat Satan's cunning devices and wicked schemes. You'll bind and rebuke that devil. You'll cast him out in Jesus' name. You have the power to do so. This may sound a little bit spiritual for you, but then again, God is spirit, so it's supposed to sound spiritual. Yes, it does. You can cast out the devil. You have power on the inside of you. You have the resident Father in you. And He said He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's with us always, even to the ends of the earth, even through what you're going through, even through the storms of life, even through that negative diagnosis, even through that pain that's in your body. Right this moment, God is with you. So what if He's with me? Why doesn't He just get rid of it? Why don't you just ask Him then, okay? Why don't you just ask the Father to heal you? Why don't you just ask Him? He said, we have not because we ask not. We need to ask Him in faith, believing that He hears us. Listen, I don't know what religious teacher told you that God doesn't hear your voice. He made you. Of course He hears your voice. He hears everything you say. Yes, He does. So just open your mouth, okay? Open your mouth. All right. Okay. There you go. Open your mouth. Ask Him and He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will get the devil off your back. Amen. He will cast him out with you. Yes, He will. You just ask. Listen to this from the book of Revelations. I used to be so afraid of this book, I have to tell you. I remember in college one time, one of my roommates, and she had stayed out all night, and I just got tired of her partying. So I opened the book of Revelations, and I started reading it to her. And she started screaming, shut up, stop it, don't read anymore. And I thought, man, that's a good book. It terrorized her, but it made her calm down. She got, she starts thinking about these things again. But in the book of Revelations in chapter 12, and it's not to terrify us, but it's to enlighten us, okay? I was a kid. I did what I thought I needed to do. So don't you judge me. It says, and the great dragon was cast down, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So where did the devil go? To the earth. He was cast out of God's presence into the earth. So where is he today? Yep. Going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's what the Bible says. Jesus said in St. John 10, 9 and 10, the thief come not before to steal, he's a thief, to kill and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He continues to say, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God, day and night. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. That's what Jesus called him. He's always pointing the finger, pointing out your faults, pointing out what you did last summer, pointing out what you did last night, what you said, pointing out that divorce you went through and how you hated that person, pointing out all these things. When you have a King of Kings living on the inside of you, you rebuke him. So Satan is accusing us. He's the judge, trying to judge and condemn us. But there is no condemnation to us who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of the living God. We continue to read from Revelations 12, 9 through 13. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. How many of you have been washed in the blood? I see your hands. You've been born again. That's what that means. If you haven't been, just ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Then let somebody know that you did that. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Mm-hmm. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. How many of you feel the feeling that something is about to shift? Something is about to change. I don't know. I know traditionally when we think about the devil knows he has a short time, we thinking about, oh, the world's going to end. It's going to all be over. But, you know, let me bring it home to you just for a moment, please. I believe this is presence. This is present and presence. I believe when the presence of God is manifested in our lives, because we get a glimpse of his DNA, we understand that we have a new model on the inside of us, that old things are passed away, and all things have become brand new. We are a new species of being that never existed before. The devil knows his days are numbered with us. Individually, his days are numbered. He can only do but so much when you come to the revelation knowledge of who you really are. Let's take a look in Matthew 4. You can read it on your own in your free time. When Jesus was led up of the Spirit of the Lord God into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, right? He was led to be tempted of the devil. And after the successful passing, of course, of all of those temptations that the devil threw at him, the Bible says that the devil left him for a season. You see, Satan's time was short in those temptations because Jesus knew who he was. He knew that he was his father's child. Hello, somebody. Amen, church. He knew he was the son of the living God. So when he spoke, when he opened his mouth, the devil could not refute it. He could not argue with the word. He could not argue with Jesus. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? He cannot argue with you because you have the power in the name of Jesus. Because you have the power in the name of Jesus to cast him out. Amen. And I am so glad we can. And I am so glad it's time for a prayer break. And I'll be back in just a moment with more of this powerful message from our Father's DNA, switched at birth, as we cover the section today, discovering the DNA of the Word. I'll be back in a moment.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Discovering the DNA of the Word. How awesome is that to know that we're not stuck with mama's and daddy's stuff, our ancestors' genes and their diseases and their mindset and yikes and yuck. We're not stuck with that. No disrespect to them at all. No disrespect. And I'm sure if they had heard some of the things that we are getting a hold of today, they would have just rejoiced in saying that truly God is with us and not be ashamed of being born again. And as we were reading in our first segment here on Revelations 12, about the great dragon being cast out, Satan, the devil, knowing that his time was short, And when that dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. What is that? That is the birth of Jesus. God has already gone into the future and planned your outcome. He already knows the end from the beginning. He already knows Satan is defeated, and he is telling us through the book of Revelation, he's a done deal. He's over with. Don't be intimidated by the devil. Don't be intimidated by those demonic spirits, because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against all of these evil forces we have around us that we cannot see, but we certainly are experiencing them in our environment. But we have authority through the name of Jesus. We have authority through the word. I know people will ask, but Dr. Fay, why won't God just stop it? Why would he when he has you? He's given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. Break it down to the 21st century language. He's given you power over that stuff. Whatever it is in your life, whatever the mess is in your life, he's given you a message even today over your messes. He's given you a word over your sickness and over diseases. He's given us authority over all these things that come in at us. He's already given us his word. That's why it's beneficial to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I use the acronym GAP, G-A-P, right? You can use that, good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, because his will is all of that. It's good, acceptable, and perfect. Not many different levels, but it's good, acceptable, and perfect. So God already knows what's going to happen in the future. He is responsible for Satan's defeat. God defeated the devil. Aren't you glad? The Bible says in the book of Colossians, it says of Jesus, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He gave the devil a beat down that he never recovered from. Yeah, smack down, you know. You have nothing to fear. God has your future paid for through the blood of Jesus. Your future is bright, and it's getting brighter because Jesus finished it. Jesus did it all. You see, you are no longer living a life of defeat, but one of immense victory because of what Jesus has done on the cross. God uses his word to teach us how to live out the story while at the same time knowing the end of the story. How beautiful is that? He speaks to us from the place of the end in mind. He sees in the future, and then he comes back and he tells us. It's called prophecy or word of knowledge or the gift of the word of wisdom. He comes to us and he speaks sometimes through other people and tells us about what's and tells us about what's going on and how he has already worked it out. So by faith, we take a hold of that word. We make it our own. When you personalize it, make it your own, it becomes yours. And I know there are people who say, well, there are so many lying prophets and people who say things and it's not true. Well, maybe they're not a lying prophet as you are a lying believer. You don't know how to believe yet, respectfully. You don't know how to receive it as your own yet. You don't know how to make it your own. But as you begin to read and meditate in God's word, his DNA, you begin to understand more about who he is. You'll learn how to make this your own. When he says that you are healed by his stripes, you can grab that and say, yes, I am healed. I am delivered. I am free to be free. And the devil has no control over me. You see, you're no longer a defeatist. You're no longer living in that place of no hope. There was a time that we had no hope and were without God in this world. But now that has changed since Calvary, since Jesus marched up Golgotha's hill. Yes, indeed. Was nailed to an old rugged tree. And I know some people call it a myth. Well, you know what? It works for me and it works for millions and billions of others. And their lives have been radically changed. He was nailed to that tree. He hung on that cross. Yes, he did. And he died. He paid the price for you and for you and for me so that we could live this life of eternity on earth, having access to the Father's DNA through the blood of Jesus. God uses his word to teach us how to live out the story. He wants us to live out his story in the earth. He has history. We live his story. He speaks to us from the place, as I stated, with the end in mind. He's the God that's back to the future, back into the present, started writing about us. He will go into tomorrow and give us the word for today. Who wouldn't celebrate that? Who would not wake up in the mornings and say, Father, give me the message for today. Give me the word for today. Give me my directions and instructions for today. And I know the intellectual people will say, well, God gave you a brain. Well, yeah, and I need him to teach me how to use it. Yes, indeed. God gave you your own mind. Well, he did, but then he told me that I can transform it. I can have the mind of Christ. So why wouldn't I want that elevated? Why wouldn't I just want to go higher rather than relying on my own intelligence and my own thinking? No. I have to be trained by the Spirit of God how to think. Think on those things that are good, that are lovely, that are just, that are pure, that are of a good report. And if there's any virtue and if there's any praise, I have to learn how to think on those things because that's where the peace is. Peace. Hear that word? Feel that word? Peace. 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 You don't get that in college. Peace. You don't get that with a master's degree and a PhD or an MD or a JD. Peace, that can only come from Jesus. Why? Because God is Jehovah Shalom. Yeah, by my name Jehovah, I shall be called Jehovah Shalom. He said in the scriptures, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. And that's from Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. It's right there. I will do all my pleasure. God wants to have a good time living on the inside of you and me. He wants to enjoy his time on earth through us. He had his time in Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, yeah, but have everlasting life, should not perish, should not be subject to the human side of things. Should, you know, that everything that comes by, the swine flu, the pickle flu, I don't know, all the flus that keep having, all those things, and then you go into this fear of having to get a shot. I never volunteer for shots. No, if they give me a shot, they had to give me one. Oh, yes, I do. I at the dentist. I really do. If I need one, yeah, give me one. But I don't get in line for that. And I will not have the flu. I never had the flu. I will not have the flu because I choose to be healed. I choose to receive the finished works of Jesus. Somebody may tell you, well, Dr. Faye, that's really bold. You better be bold because the devil's bold and he's out to steal, kill, and destroy. So you need to be bold out to live and live freely, live without fear, live from a place of abundance, live from a place of joy, live from a place of wisdom and happiness, live from a place of heaven on earth. It doesn't mean that you're going to have millions in the bank. That's foolishness. No, that doesn't mean that. But it does mean that he will take the struggle out of your existence on this earth. Yes, he does. He will. He will. The Bible says of Jesus in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, yes, that how God, no, Acts 10 and 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. That's referring to the Acts of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The book of Acts was not just the Acts of the apostles. It was the Acts of Jesus being fulfilled through those apostles and those disciples. So in Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God, we can stop there, but we won't. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So why would I say, oh, I'm worshiping the universe. The universe spoke to me. No, that doesn't work for me. I don't want mountains talking to me. I don't want the wind speaking to me, not unless it's the Holy Spirit. I want the one who made the wind to talk. I want the one who made the mountain to talk. I want the one who caused the trees to turn green. I want the one who caused the grass to grow. I want the one who has his eye on the sparrow. Yes, to have his eyes on me. Yes. Yes. How do we get so far away from this? It's so simple. But we get so far away, and I know why we do. We get so far away because we're hungry and we're thirsty. We're looking for truth. And then we start looking for it in all the wrong places. We start looking for love in all of the wrong places. We end up in circles we have no business in that cause more confusion. There were people who were on fire for God, that were living abundant lives and living freely. And then they got caught up in some kind of hope, something else. And I don't know what that is, but I was the devil orchestrated it and took them completely away from God. So he's saying today, you can return. The door was never closed on you. You do know that. God has an open door policy. He never closes the door. And there's no limit on the number of times he will forgive us. Listen, if I didn't have to sit in front of this mic, I would really run and shout on that one. Because, yes, I would, for real. Because I know that he will forgive us as often as we will ask him. As often as we ask him, we are forgiven. So what? But then it comes back up again. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. I said that, right? The devil wants to remind you of your past sins. When he reminds you of your past sins, you remind him of his future. Yes. And you remind him of what Jesus did on the cross. You remind him that Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. You remind him of the smackdown, beat down that he got from Jesus. You remind him that he's defeated. Yes, open your mouth, declare it and decree it, for it is yours to do so. The word beginning in the book of Genesis is an active word. It means the start of something. In the beginning means at the start of all life. God created the heavens and the earth. It is Jehovah God. He's Jehovah God, who was at the beginning because he is before the beginning. You can't be at the beginning unless you were before there was a beginning. It is in Genesis where we read the story of creation, remember? And the origin of all living things. Genesis, the book of beginnings, it unveils the birth of creation. It is not the beginning of God, but all that God created. So we see life begins to take shape in all that God created, from the fish in the sea, the fowl in the air, of all the herbs that he created, the trees. God has no beginning, therefore God has no end. Isn't that the good news, ladies and gentlemen? God has no beginning, therefore God has no end. The book of Revelation does call him the Alpha and Omega, that he's the beginning and the end. That simply means that he's the beginning of your life and he's at the end of your life. It's everything that you are, you're in him, and there's no way to get outside of him because he covers it all. How exciting. He covers it all. Let's never get confused with the creation as being greater than the creator. God has no beginning. He's not the created. He is the creator. If you're praying to the universe, then you are praying to the created. Well, it's just the truth. If you are praying to any man or you worshiping any man, no matter how great they are and how what wonderful works that they have done in this earth, you are still worshiping the created. What would it look like if I went over to Malcolm's and I just started bowing before him? Great is Malcolm. Oh, you're so wonderful because you've done such great things. And then Malcolm's name is on my tongue more than God's. What have I done? I began to worship Malcolm. Now, I don't worship Malcolm and Malcolm doesn't worship me, but I began to worship a man. And I began to put a man in a place that God did not intend for him to be in my life. This is something I learned at a very young age, to keep the main thing. God is the creator and everything else is the created. So don't get that confused. I love you. I respect what you're trying to do. I respect the good works that you're doing, but none of those people are the creator. They are the created. So we have to focus in on that. Yes, yes, and yes. It's not just a bunch of talk, ladies and gentlemen. It is a way of life. Yes. So there you go. Alpha and Omega. All of our, everything that we are is wrapped up in him. He's the creator. He saw the end from the beginning. He already has seen the conclusion of the whole matter. God can see what the devil does not see. God hears. God sees all. For God is omnipresent, omnipotent. Omnipresent means he's everywhere at the same time. Omniscient means he's all knowing. Omnipotent means that he's all powerful. So therefore, there is nothing that comes greater than our God. I like that song to say, how great is our God? No, this doesn't sound like that, but it's how great is our God. And you sing that song. I've been teaching here, so I got a scratchy, itchy voice, but how great is our God? He's very powerful. He's awesome. He's amazing. God knows exactly how to tell his own story. He knows exactly when your story ends here on earth. Rest assured, the devil does not know everything. He's not omnipresent. He's not omnipotent. He's not omniscient. He does not know everything. He's a dumb devil, but he knows how to trick us into believing that we are defeated and that we don't have power because of sin in our hearts or in our lives. The stuff that we need to repent of, turn around, just say, Father, forgive me. It's, you know what? Don't make it, you don't have to, it's not hard. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Don't listen to people to tell you, oh, God won't hear you because you've been in sin or you've been to prison or you did this or you did that. If God didn't hear sinners, he has not heard any of us. And I know my Father hears me and I know that he hears you. So don't you give up, cave in and quit because somebody's trying to discourage you. I'm not going to discourage you. I'm going to encourage you right after this prayer pause. I'll be back in a moment for more on our Father's DNA.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Well, aren't you glad you came to Intentional today, that you tuned in? Not only can you tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, guess what? You can circle back at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you will listen to this message. Again, it is awesome. It is the encore at 4. And don't forget to listen to Life, Liberty, the Pursuit of Pleasure every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us for some of the most amazing shows on Nozzle that comes on at 6 p.m. weekdays and 7 p.m. in podcasts. Don't forget Talking While Married with Dr. Ron and Linda Martinelli. They are amazing, amazing couple. An amazing couple that you want to connect with. And yeah, and connect with them on Facebook. Just put in Talking While Married and get over there and join up with Ron and Linda Martinelli. That's a great show also. I can go on and on down the list, I am telling you. Blue Lives Matters at 3 p.m. every weekday. This is all Eastern Standard Time right here on the America Out Loud Network. So get on over there and see the rest of the shows. They're all amazing. So as we continue our journey here, ladies and gentlemen, on our Father's DNA, and we look at discovering the DNA of the Word, and as we have been sharing with you today in this Faith-Based Out Loud message, that God is the creator, not the created. And we have to keep the main thing the main thing. There's a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, that I want to share with you now. It says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If the devil had known that you were going to be as amazing as you are now, they would have canceled the crucifixion. But God did not let the devil know. The devil does not know anything but what God allows. Remember, the Bible says that God created the waster to destroy. If whatever devil there is God's devil, to use him as he please, to do as he please. And he does not have free will in this earth anymore. Jesus canceled that contract through his blood. Aren't you glad? If Lucifer knew he was about to be removed from his place in heaven, perhaps he would have at least pretended to be in concert with God. He couldn't. He didn't know. So he's not omniscient. He's not omnipresent, and he's not omnipotent. He could not see the consequences of self-worship. He idolized himself. Yeah, we know, you know, people who's kind of stuck on themselves. Yeah. He never knew what hit him until God put him out. This is what the book of Isaiah says. It says, thy pomp is brought down to the grave and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Boom, there you go. You know, he says, I will be like the Most High. Remember in Genesis chapter 3, when he told the woman, he said, God knows in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes will be open and you will be as gods, knowing good and evil. You're going to know everything. So it was the same trick. He's the same deceiver. His methods do not change. They are not more evolved. He's not a better devil now than he was then, or even a smarter devil now. He is the demonic spirit that Jesus took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from, and we have the power today. You know, just because we don't know we have something doesn't mean we don't have it. We have access to all of the power that was in Jesus. We now have access to it within us. Yes, indeed. Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. And it should have said the sons and daughters of God. Sons means seed, not gender. We are the seed of God, the offspring of God. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen, to be the offspring of the Creator? Hi, wow. Yes, the offspring of the Creator. I am my Father's child. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You know what it means to be an heir? Yes, yes, and yes. So he's cast out. He's thrown in the pit. He's thrown in hell. That's his future. That's his destiny. That's his purpose. Lucifer thought he was higher than the highest. His perception of himself was filled with pride. And yes, I speak about this in my new book, Our Father's DNA, on page 43. He thought he was higher than the highest. His perception of himself was one filled with pride. It appears he had lost consciousness of who God is and lost sight of God. Yes, he did. Thinking he was all that. God said, no, you're not. You're not taking over here like that. He thought he could. The thing created can never have power over the Creator. No, ever. And when we don't know who we are, we start giving our power away. We give our power away to the first man that winks at us. We give our power away to the first woman in the red heels. We give our power away to, you know, just to the money, to fame and fortune and position and power. We give our internal and eternal power away because we don't operate from that place. We operate from a place of weakness rather than from a place of strength. And it's intimidating to many people when you operate from a place of strength. You're not being arrogant or boisterous or rude, but you're operating from a place of strength. You can operate from a place of strength without cussing people out, without wanting to hit people. If that's still in you, then just go pray. Yeah, just pray that out of you. But operating from a place of strength. You can be silent and be strong. This DNA that we have is God's. Lucifer's DNA was twisted, which is this where we get word wicked, wicker, twisted. That's where we get those words from. He had wicked DNA. Yes, God's DNA is a righteous DNA. Yes, you see through different eyes. You hear things, but you're listening for something deeper. The perverted DNA of Lucifer got him demoted from heaven into the fall from heaven. His ego was bigger than heaven could stand. There is and never will be anyone greater than our Jehovah God. God has designed a life within himself to keep us in that place of humility and submissiveness to him so that we will not have another God before him. There are some awesome people who have done some amazing things, who have left a mark on this world that will never be erased, who you don't even have to use their last name anymore because you know you can just say their name and around the world, everybody knows who they are, but they are still men and women. They are not the Creator. They have been created. From the moment we were born again, we now have access to the Father's genes. We have access to all that heaven has, and there are steps to activate God's DNA. And I want to give you those steps today for these next couple of minutes. And I want you to take notes, or I want you to listen again so that you can know how to access the Father's DNA. But we're not done with this story yet. We're not done with this book. First of all, you must be born again. You must be a child of God. So, Dr. Faye, I don't go to a church and I don't like churches and I really don't like you, but I'm listening anyway. Well, that's okay. All you have to do is say, Father, I want to be born again. Jesus, be my Lord. Be my Savior. Father, I pray that you would just take me into your arms. I don't know if you're real, but if you are, show me. He doesn't mind that prayer. He really doesn't. Next thing you want to do, you want to read your Bible every day. Every day, Dr. Faye? Every day. Every day. How much do I read? Well, you know what? You're just starting, some of you. So just pick it up and read. Read the books of John. Read the Psalms. Start in the Psalms. They're so wonderful. There's so many beautiful Psalms. start there, I always find comfort, and I just found so much good and so much rich word there. So read the Bible. And then as you read it, learn to pray it. Pray what the promises are about your life. What is God saying about you? Well, he said that himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Therefore, I can pray, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that I am healed. I receive divine health. I am healthy, wealthy, wise, and holy. I have supernatural increase, divine appointment, and favor. When you begin to put this word on the inside of you, it will come out of your mouth. It just does. It just works like that. Whatever you put in comes out. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Join our prayer group. Come to our prayer group and learn how to pray. Come to, we host a prayer group, Wake Up and Pray, every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. We are in that prayer group. And I will put the number here in the description today for you so that you can get a hold of that. I want you to be there. And if you have a prayer request, you can send it to me at drfaye@americaoutloud.com. Make sure you do drfaye@americaoutloud.com. So you can learn how to pray effectual, fervent prayers that avail much. And then don't forget the spiritual practice of fasting. I know it has natural benefits, but it also has some great spiritual benefits. And that's what's the original practice. They fasted and they prayed. And we'll talk about that sometime in the future, what fasting will do for you. It'll detox your body, but it also detox your soul. And instead of filling your plate up, you'll begin to fill your soul up. You'll begin to read the Bible, read inspirational material, listen to some good teaching like Intentional and other good shows. There's so many more others. And listen, so you can feed yourself. You have to be hungry enough so that you can feed yourself spiritually. So as fast as often as God will direct you, I can't tell you how long and I can't tell you when, but I tell you that you need to. We all do. Worship God every day. Make sure that, you know, that you are stopping to think about God, your creator, what God has done for you. As you begin to do this, think about it with an attitude of gratitude. Think about him, Father God, your DNA. Father, I thank you for what you've done for me. I thank you for my life. I thank you for the roof over my head, my house, my apartment, my clothes, my car, my bicycle, my feet. Thank you for the bus stop. Thank you for the taxi, however your transportation may be. Thank you, Lord God, for my health. Thank you. If you're taking medication and with every pill, say, Father, I thank you that I'm healed. Use that to be thankful and grateful. Don't resign to less than God's best and just having to take medication for the rest of your life. That's less than God's best. Just begin to thank him for every tablet. That means that you are not resigning. You are not giving up, caving in, and quitting. You are saying, thank you that I'm taking this. Thank you that this medicine is good for me. Thank you for healing me the entire time that you're taking it. I never tell people to stop taking medication. That's foolishness. Take your medicine with an attitude of gratitude, with thankfulness. Worship God every day. And be led of his spirit. Ask him to lead and guide you. Ask him to direct your steps because, you know, we don't know what we're doing most of the time. We need God's direction. He will lead us. He will guide us. Jesus said, I won't leave you comfortless, but I'm going to send you another comforter. Means Jesus was the comforter when he was walking around in the earth. But as he went back to the Father, he said, I'm sending you another comforter, even he, the Spirit of Truth. What is truth going to do? Take from the Father and show you truth. How many of us need truth for our lives? We need to know truth for ourselves. Truth is not some big knowing of some great revelation. Truth is what is true for you today. What is truth for you today? What is it? Where are you supposed to be? Are you there? Then that's true. What are you supposed to be doing today? Then that's true for you. Are you there? What song are you supposed to sing? Then that's true for you. What are you supposed to accomplish today? Then that is true for you today. And don't try to live 50 years in the future. live in the present moment, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If we practice these steps, we'll grow. We will grow in the knowledge of keeping our eyes on Jesus and keeping the main thing the main thing. If our eyes are on Jesus, we will find ourselves with the focus and determination to be and to do what we are sent to this earth to do and to be. The word of God will change us from who we think ourselves to be to who he made us to be, the image of his DNA. Now that's good preaching on any day of the week, but especially here on Sundays in this message, Intentional. I am so glad that you came to church today to be a part of this Faith-Based Out Loud radio broadcast. I'm so grateful to have you in my circle, whoever you are and wherever you come from. I know that God had a special word for you today, and I would love to hear from you. All you have to do is write me at drfaye@americaoutloud.com. Leave your comments and reviews across social media. Be an evangelist. That's right. Take on the role of an evangelist and share this message. Click, 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 share. Like, go to iTunes, review, yes, and comment on this show. I'm going to get you started here. Then you're going to do more for other faith-based out loud shows and for works that are great, like America Out Loud Network. So thank you for your support on the behalf of Malcolm and all of the Out Loud family, America Out Loud family. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. And don't forget, I love you. So join me for the encore at 4 o'clock p.m. Don't forget to donate, yes, on my network page at americaoutloud.com/DRFAYE. And you can get a copy of the book on the network page or on Amazon, print or Kindle. You're such a blessing. I'm such a blessing. And we're a blessing together to be the greater light because of our Father's DNA. God bless you. Until next time, this is Dr. Faye. Thank you for joining me for another Intentional.